Life mantras.
Self. Know yourselves. I am nothing, yet I am everything. One with the infinite universe, beyond the limitations of body, mind, emotions, and worldly identity. In surrendering the ego, I discover my boundless connection to all that exists. I am driven by goodness, cultivating it through the way I see, listen, speak, and write. I transcend the I while thriving the I. While alcohol, drugs, sex, thrill, and extreme sports like skydiving may cause the I to disappear, allowing one to forget the body and mind. Lasting growth comes through love, selflessness, creativity, meaningful work, mindfulness, nature, meditation, charity, innovation, physical activities like art, dance, music, etc. I am not the body nor mind, but I live within and nurture them as sacred spaces. I am mortal. My body and mind have limited time. I use it wisely. I consciously align my body, mind, and emotions to create meaningful and beautiful experiences, maintaining my life energies healthy while navigating the world with life mantras. When I pay attention to my body, it communicates through sensations and energies, guiding me toward what is best for me and mirroring my mental and emotional states through bodily postures and gestures. Likewise, when I observe my mind, I become aware of the thoughts and patterns that influence my emotions and drive my actions. I balance the five elements within, along with proper diet, exercise, and rest, allowing my body to thrive. I nourish my eyes with the vision of the sun, my nose with the scent of the earth, my mouth with the taste of water, my ears with the sound of the sky, and my skin with the touch of air. In this harmony, my life energies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, flourish. I am fluid, constantly evolving with changing circumstances, environments, and experiences. I am whole and complete by self. I share joy freely and hold sadness close to self. I am the source of my own joy, not dependent on others or external circumstances for my happiness. I build my identity independent of societal pressure, rooted in self-awareness. I am lively, enthusiastic, and inspiring. I live freely by recognizing that righteousness lies within, transcending societal rules, though ingrained beliefs, conditioning, and external systems may limit true freedom. I embrace my uniqueness and being different, without guilt or shame. My character earns and commands respect, does not demand. I am clear and confident. I am the answer, not the question. I am beyond and above, credit and blame, good and bad, right and wrong. I immerse, but do not get entangled. I am decisive. I ask questions to understand, seek clarity through confirmations, and do not assume. I am humorous, creative, joyful, happy, and adorable. I am presentable at all times. I am strong, bold, and courageous. I am powerful, focused, and disciplined. I am curious, passionate, and visionary. I empathize, respect, and am grateful to all. I express and not repress. Unexpressed emotions never die and may erupt at any time. What you resist, persists, growing stronger the more you deny it. Have the courage to show up and let yourselves be seen as you are, facing your fears and vulnerabilities head on. Only then can you be in your free flow. I am emotionally intelligent and do not get entangled or carried away. I don't take personally. I do not judge. I neither point fingers nor seek sympathy or solace. I refuse to let anyone make me feel low. I do not compare and mind my own business. I avoid gossip and trivialities, focusing on what truly matters. I assess before trusting, and once trusted, there is no doubt. I go up, I go down, I go over, I go under, I go round, I go around, but I never give up. I am productive, efficient, and effective. I am objective and not subjective. I contribute for the greater good, understanding that I may not gain personally and might be left out. I do my best and am always giving, enjoying the journey as outcomes and conclusions may not bring true fulfillment. I take ownership, do not deflect, and get things done. I do not escape and thrive to fulfill my duties. I act and do not procrastinate. I replace habits and patterns that no longer serve me with positive change. I do what works and not what I like or dislike. I don't settle, uncover myths, avoid compromise, and embrace balance. I am here and now, rooted and fully engaged in the present, free from the pull of past and future. In the present, there is no problem, no challenge, only reality and truth. What I do now shapes my future. With consistency and persistence, I shall achieve my goals. My conscious awareness brings choice, and choice brings results. I value and respect time, setting specific time limits for each activity. I step back of conscience. I am replaceable, and my replacement may have the potential to do better than me. I own my mistakes, make amends, and commit to self-accountability if they recur. I am radically open-minded and adaptive. I adapt my beliefs, values, and perspectives, i.e. my life mantras, to foster growth, shape who I am, and guide how I engage with the world, welcoming new opportunities as they come. I let go. I am punctual, show up on time, and respect others' time. I do not retaliate, nor do I engage in eye for an eye. Mindfulness. Reality encompasses everything that exists, occurs, or is perceived, independent of whether it is understood, agreed upon, or accepted. It includes tangible and intangible aspects such as facts, experiences, emotions, physical objects, situations, relationships, beliefs, perceptions, consequences, change, uncertainties, time, and the laws governing existence. Reality also embraces the interplay between the known and the unknown, the seen and unseen, and the measurable and immeasurable, i.e. the entirety of existence, encompassing both what we can and cannot grasp, and it serves as the foundation for all possibilities and experiences. Reality is what exits. Truth is how we describe it based on perception, context, or belief systems. Reality is unchanging. Truth shifts with perspective. Truth needs reality to be valid. Reality needs nothing to exist. Accept reality and embrace the truth with uncompromising clarity, no matter how uncomfortable, free from bias, judgment, or attachment. Use reality as your ally to make better decisions, foster growth, and turn obstacles into opportunities. Be realistic. Imagination sparks creativity and hope, but only when grounded in reality and action does it lead to meaningful outcomes. Dream consciously, visualize, and work towards turning aspirations into results. Thoughts spark emotions. Emotions, in turn, shape our thoughts. Thoughts are woven from memories, experiences, and knowledge. Emotions arise in countless ways, from art to nature, music to memories, kindness to triumphs, and love to loss. Express them through movement, creativity, communication, and stillness. Let them guide purposeful actions that reflect your true self. Keep memories that uplift you and release those that weigh you down. Let longing bring comfort, not burden. Apply the lessons from past experiences to the present moment, transforming memories into wisdom that guides future decisions and actions. When the mind spirals, pause and see thoughts as temporary, not defining. Don't get entangled with thoughts. When negative thoughts arise, confront them and elevate them to higher understanding. Peace often creates space for clarity to emerge. When your mind is calm, peace, you can think more clearly and make better decisions, clarity. Conversely, having clarity can bring peace by removing confusion and doubt. Pay complete attention by grounding yourself in the present moment, letting go of judgment and observing fleeting thoughts without attachment. In this space of clarity, you transcend the duality of thinker and thought, observer and observed, calm the mind, and unlock true focus. Time is an illusion. Don't wait for time, don't let time decide. The moment is now. Reality exists, it doesn't need time and is perceived as is when the heart is open and the mind is ready. The present moment is all there is, and in that instant, everything can be understood totally. Every moment is a fresh start. Fear arises from our discomfort with the unknown, as the mind seeks certainty. It is fueled by attachment to people, possessions, and beliefs, and occurs when the ego feels threatened, unable to receive validation or protection. Societal conditioning teaches us to fear punishment, failure, and not meeting expectations. Fear is generated when the mind creates imaginary threats that have no basis in reality. Fear resides in the mind, fueled by future anxieties or past traumas. Reframe your thoughts, focus on the facts, and when you're fully present in the moment, fear cannot exist. Anger is born from the ego's need to control and manipulate situations, people, or outcomes, arising from frustration and unfulfilled desires. It is a destructive emotion that stems from an inability to accept things as they are. When you are angry, you are not yourself. Anger is a disturbance of the mind, a reaction, not a response. Observe it with awareness, and in that observation, detach from it, allowing it to dissolve naturally. Only then can you return to your true self, where peace and clarity reside. Repeated exposure may evoke same feelings unless you consciously see each time as unique. Transform aloneness into solitude by turning inward, releasing attachments to others and finding peace within. True bliss emerges when you transcend the self, connecting with the essence beyond individuality. When the senses, sight, smell, taste, hearing, and touch, are not engaged and thoughts of the mind don't linger, you can distance yourself and reflect deeply. Love. Love begins within. If you do not love and accept yourself, you cannot truly love others. When love arises within you, independent of external factors or the presence of another, it becomes eternal. Such love never fades because it is not dependent on conditions, it is your own light shining from within. Be love. Love is a quality of being, growing and transforming beyond personal connections to embrace compassion and unity with all existence. Love transcends the self, merging I and you into a oneness. It is a shared essence, a single soul living in two bodies. Love demands undivided presence and cannot flourish in division or separation. Love blooms naturally and effortlessly, it cannot be forced. Trust the external processes of the universe while being honest with yourself. Embrace vulnerability and authenticity, letting go of ego, fear, doubt, insecurities, and attachments, allowing love to emerge freely. Love is a boundless flow, not possession. When you live in love, it is ever expanding and naturally flows to everyone, everything, and life itself. Love is in the present. Let go of control and possessiveness. Love freely, expecting nothing in return. Be genuine and vulnerable, free from ego and fear, showing yourself without fear of judgment or rejection. Love is powerful. It lifts and energizes, providing protection and motivation. It pushes us beyond our limits, giving us courage and banishing fear. Love is a celebration of life, not a burden or sacrifice. Life. Have a vision and live with purpose. With clear intent, aim high and establish meaningful goals. Driven by passion, take focused actions to turn your vision into reality. Work diligently towards your needs and then wants with accountability, responsibility, and ownership, avoiding idle time. Our purpose and motivations unfolds primarily through actions, followed by words, thoughts, and choices we make, especially under pressure. Trust the universe, nature, and God, for it has already mapped your path, and what is meant to happen will unfold at the right time. Embrace probabilities, as there is no certainty. Always honor and act with good intentions and righteousness, guided by your life mantras. Every action has outcomes. Right actions bring positive results. Wrong actions lead to setbacks. However, outcomes may not always align with expectations, as life can sometimes surprise us. Take full, bold, and calculated risks to break free from your comfort zone and seize boundless opportunities. Let your risk be driven by analysis, confidence, and a clear understanding of risk-reward. Focus on facts, trust your intuition, and stay mindful of uncertainty. Freedom is harmony with existence, not doing as you please. It demands responsibility. Without it, freedom becomes chaos. To be free is to own your life with courage and consciousness. Responsibility is joyful, conscious living. Challenges may arise, but stay committed, hold faith, move forward, and never give up. Live fully, embracing change, fun, playfulness, and the life patterns that drive consistent growth. Create beautiful, enriching lifetime experiences. Every time should feel unique and special. Nothing in life is permanent, change is constant. Let go of attachments, expectations, and the need for control. In releasing, you go beyond fear and create space for growth, freedom, and new experiences. Embrace life's unpredictability and transience, and you'll find peace and enjoy every moment. Embrace wholeness by seeing the complete reality, light and darkness, joy and sorrow, life and death. They are not opposites but connected, each giving meaning to the other. Live happily now by embracing the interconnectedness of all life. Do not postpone your happiness. Life thrives in inclusivity, uniting all in respect. By embracing diversity, nurturing coexistence, and uplifting the collective whole, humans, animals, and nature, honor the essence of life. Be, don't try to become. Your essence lies in authenticity, not defined by your actions, words, thoughts, or choices. When you connect with your inner self, beyond the need for validation or protection, fear no longer exists. Act with clarity, a state free from ego, compulsion, and inner conflict. Clarity emerges from deep awareness, allowing actions to be precise, spontaneous, and true to who you are. It liberates you from the constraints of I should and I must, anchoring decisions in wisdom and selflessness. True happiness, fulfillment, and peace are not found in external circumstances, relationships, possessions, or environments, but within. Joy is the security of life, arising from connecting with and accepting your inner self, embracing the present moment. When you stop seeking validation and chasing external desires, peace naturally follows. Make reflection and introspection a daily practice to stay aligned with your life purpose. Continuously evaluate your energy, actions, and circumstances. Identify the causes of challenges, make amends, and adapt as needed. Pay particular attention to unfavorable and unexpected situations, using them as opportunities for growth. Trust means you understand that nothing can go wrong. Even if everything goes wrong, it doesn't matter, trust remains. If you live with trust, it means you live without a wall surrounding you. You remain open and vulnerable. If you trust a person, you cannot make conditions on that trust. You cannot say, you have to follow this, you have to do that. Only then will I trust you. Trust has no conditions. Humans have intellect, mind, for logic and intuition, heart, for insight. Both must work together for balanced understanding and thoughtful action. Expansion is life, contraction is death. Staying idle can lead to stagnation, as life continues to evolve. Life is eternal and relational, while society often focuses on the transactional. Navigate both with purpose. Life may not always be fair. Move forward with resilience and happiness. Be a priority and strive for indispensability, not an option but a necessity. Certainty fuels expansion, guiding towards growth beyond mere comfort. Delay gratification and prioritize long-term well-being over temporary pleasures from drugs, seductions, overeating, and other distractions. Welcome both chance and choice. Start with purpose, but adapt as life unfolds. Mastery lies in balancing intention with the flexibility to respond authentically to life's ever-changing moments. Respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Master what you can control, accept what you cannot, and focus your life energies on creating meaningful impact. Challenges are opportunities for growth. Overcoming them begins with acknowledging and understanding the situation from diverse perspectives. With clear intent and patience, create a plan, take action, and stay flexible. Amend your approach as needed, learn from setbacks, and consistently revisit your strategy. Seek support when necessary and embrace change with an open mind. Be persistent and consistent, embracing pain, learning from struggles, and facing uncertainty with mindfulness to transform adversity into growth. Stand up and fight for yourself when needed. Prove your worth when necessary. When true to yourself, you may not justify, convince, or seek validation from others. Question societal norms and the inherited fears of punishment, failure, and unmet expectations. Break free from these imposed standards and live authentically, guided by your life mantras, not external pressures. Understand the context, not just the words, for words have limitations. Know when to speak and when to listen, because what you tell is most helpful when asked for. Secrecy may complicate things unnecessarily, yet there are times when withholding the reality serves the greater good, preserving harmony and peace. Eliminate weaknesses and damaging elements swiftly, as they hinder growth and potential. Don't experiment just to experience. If an experience harms your life energies or surroundings, avoid it. Be wise. Wisdom lies not in acting on every feeling, but in knowing when to act and when to let go, balancing intellect, intuition, and emotions, aligning them with timing and purpose. Be optimistic. It turns challenges into opportunities. Praise and criticism are inevitable. Take both as lessons and turn every experience into a chance to grow. Be meditative. Meditation is not only meant to bring calm and comfort, it is ultimately meant to assist in the correct decision of action or non-action. Nature gives selflessly. The sun gives its light and warmth. The moon gently lights up the night, reflecting the sun's light. The earth nurtures all life, providing us with sustenance, shelter, and stability. Water flows freely, adapting to any form, quenching thirst and cleansing impurities. Wind moves unseen, offers life through breadth of air. Sky is vast and infinite holding space for all. Thank the nature. Nature heals, nurtures, and restores. It energizes, grounds, and inspires. It purifies, cleanses, and balances, offering strength, harmony, and illumination. Through its embrace, we are rejuvenated, connected, and sustained, finding comfort and clarity as it continuously gives and transforms, selflessly supporting all life. Surrender fully to one master or be your own master. When becoming your own master, seek wisdom from best, but let your own being decide what resonates with your truth. Forgive and forget to truly free yourselves. At times, when you forgive and do not be forget, the hurt remains. No one can truly wrong us. It's our perception that shapes our experience. Forgiveness and forgetting may come instantly or take time, depending on our introspection and emotional readiness. Use the wisdom gained to avoid repeating patterns. Saying sorry is meaningful only when it leads to change, whether by fixing a mistake at work or mending a relationship. Likewise, thank you gains value when shown through genuine actions, like returning a favor or recognizing effort. Both hold value when reflected in actions, not just words. Instead of chasing happiness as an end goal, realize it's found in the small, intentional moments you create. Celebrate the present, cherish your relationships, and keep learning about yourself to find lasting fulfillment. Every challenge is an opportunity to evolve. Embrace experiences as lessons that nurture your personal growth. Relationship. Prioritize having the best relationship with yourself above all others to live an authentic and fulfilling life. Know yourselves. Nurture your connection with yourself. When you truly know and accept yourself, with all your strengths and flaws, you gain clarity and confidence. This self-acceptance frees you from seeking external validation and builds resilience against criticism and external pressures. Build a deep connection with yourself by embracing self-awareness, mindfulness, and self-compassion. Align your actions with your life mantras, care for your physical and emotional well-being, and learn from every experience. Know and or impose limits as and when required. Pursue growth and surround yourself with positive influences. Take time for solitude, express gratitude, and visualize your best self. In nurturing this self-relationship, you create a foundation for authenticity, resilience, and fulfillment. Play your role with authenticity and awareness, adapting to each moment to maintain harmony and balance. Your role is only a part you play. It does not define your true essence. The world rewards impact, not pretense. Do not imitate others, but keep shifting roles as needed, staying true to yourself while adjusting to the circumstances and environment around you. The world rewards impact, not pretense. Relationships are living entities. They are stagnant, grow or fade. Redefine them to match the rhythm of your evolving selves and back them with intent, commitment, and actions. True fulfillment in relationships comes from aligning with the right people, where everyone reflects shared, agreed-upon values, beliefs, and principles while working together towards meaningful goals. By embracing self-growth, mutual understanding, and unwavering commitment to togetherness, one can create favorable outcomes for everyone involved in the relationship. To truly understand someone, immerse yourself in their world. Spend quality time, observe their patterns, and engage deeply. Ask meaningful questions, understand their values and support system, and notice if their words match their actions. Pay attention to how they react in different situations, circumstances, and environments. Be patient, open-minded, and involved. Maintain consistent interaction and curiosity to uncover their true nature. To truly love is to rejoice in the happiness of the other, even when it challenges your own ego. Love is the sharing of your joy, your freedom, your laughter, and your presence with someone else. When you love, you give the other person the freedom to be themselves without fear, without control. People interpret reality through their own beliefs, experiences, and perspectives, which may differ from the actual truth. Have true relationship, which gives each person the space to grow, to experience life on their own terms, and to develop a deeper understanding of themselves and each other. Reciprocity is often expected in relationships where mutual effort, responsibility, and benefit are shared, such as in friendships, marriages, parent-child bonds, professional ties, and family dynamics. It nurtures respect, trust, and growth. Marriage may be a fulfilling union, offering potential for growth and companionship. Yet, it also brings challenges like jealousy, ego, exclusivity, insecurities, possessiveness, and control, which can limit freedom and self-expression. True love thrives beyond boundaries, embracing mutual respect and allowing both partners to evolve individually and together. Love seeks union, and where love exists, intimacy often follows. Marriage demands commitment and sex, which may or may not be tied to love. Both love and marriage can exist independently, each fulfilling different aspects of connection. Marry by conscious choice for a shared vision, with clear understanding of the commitments and responsibilities involved. Do not marry out of societal pressures, family expectations, obligations, or coercion. Love between two people often begins with exploration and excitement, fueled by passion and discovery. Over time, it deepens into a bond of respect, trust, protection, and the strength to navigate life's challenges together. In marriage, whenever emotions like fear, insecurity, control, or resentment takes root, it's essential to work or redefine the connection. Choose with consciousness. Marriage can persist without romantic love when both partners respect each other's individual needs and honor personal growth. The focus shifts to shared responsibilities, such as raising children, maintaining family stability, fulfilling social, cultural, religious, and familial expectations. Love developed outside marriage should be respected as a spouse's need, not betrayal. Perfect harmony is achieved when marriage transcends exclusivity, flourishing through mutual trust, understanding, and the freedom to grow both individually and together. True connection thrives on unconditional love, selfless giving, trust, freedom, authenticity, understanding, and mutual support. It transcends comfort and is far beyond reciprocal ties, embraces both strengths and flaws, and flourishes without expectation or attachment. Attachments in relationships can lead to dependency, jealousy, fear of loss, and control, weakening the bond over time. Parents provide nurturing environment, practice and instill strong life principles, offer diverse experiences, and encourage children to build their own value system through self-realization from an early age. Parents empower children to surpass them and act virtuously, without their intervention or presence. Parenthood transcends biology. A non-DNA parent may nurture and guide a child even better than biological parents. In such cases, biological parents must not get affected and should embrace support from others, as true parenthood prioritizes the child's well-being above all else. When the deepest value of being with someone is recognized, it is chosen over comfort, fear, attachments, and limiting beliefs. Total acceptance is embracing yourself and others with compassion, honoring emotions without judgment, and finding peace in all circumstances. It promotes emotional well-being, reduces stress, and nurtures empathy. This process involves recognizing the inherent value in everything, within yourself, others, and the world, without needing to meet idealized expectations. Accept people as they are, but place them where they truly belong. Prioritize resolution and respect, over dominance and conflicts. In relationship, you come to know more about yourselves. People see and grow in relationships only when they're ready. Forcing growth or change in a relationship often creates resistance. Let it unfold naturally. In relationship, we can be happy by being ourselves and also being happy with each other. Both can coexist. Being together is beautiful and being alone is meaningful. We should not halt actions out of fear, jealousy, insecurity, doubt, or societal judgment, if it enriches and enhances others' life, as the purpose of relationship is to evolve and get better. Do not entertain negativity about loved ones. Trust your own understanding of them. Reveal unconventional realities selectively to understanding and trustworthy individuals who can offer support. Prioritize your best interest. Remain unaffected and refrain from taking it personally. In relationships, both knowing and imposing self-limits are essential for harmony and growth. Balancing both ensures respect for current boundaries while allowing space for intentional growth and deeper connections. Knowing your limits involves understanding your natural boundaries through self-awareness and experience. It fosters authenticity, prevents overextension, and brings balance. By recognizing your capacities, you can set realistic goals, avoid burnout, and build humility, acceptance, and confidence. Boundaries may expand over time. Imposing self-limits is the deliberate act of setting boundaries for discipline, moral reasons, or the well-being of others. It requires intentional effort, self-control, and focus. By aligning actions with values and external needs, it helps maintain discipline and clarity. Restrictions may loosen over time. In everything relationship, we commit deeply, taking on responsibilities and investing emotionally to build a lasting bond. Loyalty, honesty, and commitment guide our interactions. In Nothing Relationship, we embrace freedom, individuality, and space, allowing us to be our true selves without labels or expectations or conditions. The focus is on being fully present in the moment, without the constraints of societal roles or obligations. When the person is acting or absent by circumstance, offer patience and trust, upholding the emotional foundation of the relationship. When the person is acting or absent by choice, respect their freedom and choice, remove expectations and emotional dependency, focus on self and maintain openness of Nothing Relationship. Let the relationship evolve naturally. In absence, emotions arise only when we hold on to the past. In private, strive for a mix of everything and nothing relationship, be free of labels but remain emotionally committed and present in moment. In public, uphold the everything relationship where appropriate, expressing connection and commitment, but avoid forced or performative behavior that contradicts your true self. Work. Dream big to inspire growth, but stay grounded in reality to achieve it. Balance vision with action and transform possibilities into tangible outcomes. Rather than hoping for an improbability, work for the impossible. Time has proven that we can accomplish the impossible. Build a lasting brand by delivering exceptional experiences. Don't just offer products, services, or solutions. Deliver meaningful work on time that creates a memorable wow experience, helps societal growth, and uplifts lives as a whole. Business thrives on nurturing relationships and making meaningful connections through consistent, valuable actions. Never treat any task as trivial, do everything with sincerity and joy. Choose work driven by passion, aligned with purpose, creating impact, fueling what excites and motivates you in the long run, while earning multiples for financial growth. Have someone to report to, whether a supervisor, manager, or stakeholder. Creating an environment for feedback, collaboration, and refinement, where ideas are sharpened, strategies are executed, and valuable insights help avoid pitfalls, keeping you on the right path. Earn big money, invest in appreciating assets, save for your family and life unpredictabilities, including old age. Spend wisely to sustain wealth while contributing to societal growth and prosperity. Regular investment audits drive growth and ensure long-term success. Use leverage in business and diversify your portfolio. Establish multiple uncorrelated streams of returns to reduce risk and ensure sustainable financial growth. Organize, plan, execute, and communicate clearly for impactful results. Use management frameworks like 5W1H, RACIS, 4D, SMART, PESL, OKR to ensure clarity, accountability, and alignment. Prioritize payer agreement, then team agreement, and lastly self. Retain information via relating, visualizing, chunking, repeating, explaining, teaching, summarizing, associating, and practicing. Ensure team's well-being by providing equal opportunities and actively developing, empowering and uplifting them to exceed client expectations and foster personal growth. Accurately evaluate by gathering objective information, analyzing without bias, verifying sources, considering multiple perspectives, avoiding assumptions, applying critical thinking, staying open to change and seeking feedback to make well-informed decisions. Introspect regularly, audit actions, align energies with purpose, and use feedback to drive impactful work and achieve goals. Prioritize competence and merit in decision-making over personal connections or favoritism. Testify when required by law and share details of actions to ease insecurities and doubts within team. Communicate clearly. Be precise and concise. Ensure your message is understood without confusion and always confirm understanding. Maintain your word without constantly changing your stance. Keep commitments in business. Respect relationships but prioritize professionalism. Continuous learning and applying diverse perspectives drives growth. Bring righteousness into business, but do not bring business into religion. Learn from competitors, outperform them, and focus on the customer, not the competition. World. Become an admiration. Live in ways people wish to follow you as example. Leave a legacy of goodwill, societal foundations, and new inventions for the world. Wealth is meant to be built, not flaunted. Protect assets and interests with legal rights and clear written agreements to shield against risks and misunderstandings. Strive to abide by legal laws of humankind. Learn from the experiences of others. Not everything needs to be personally experienced. Seek mentors, collaborate with experts, and cultivate relationships that inspire growth. Wealthy and powerful people often demand respect without earning it. Remain polite and strategic. Live up to your status, elevate your energy to contribute positively, and spend wisely to circulate wealth and foster societal growth. Uphold dignity, earn admiration, and set a great example to strengthen and raise your high status. Give unique, thoughtful gifts that show care, and in the spirit of give and take, always give more.